Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Podcast.
Good song.
Thank you. That's the whole song.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
Okay, good, good, good.
Quick song.
Quick song. I don't even think you get royalties for that. Because you wouldn't. Because you know with the royalties you get pinged, if you get past 7 seconds, it clicks part of a royalty, it gets past 30 seconds, another point, and after, I think it's 2 minutes, another point.
Okay, well let me write a 7 second song.
Yep, I'm ready. You do it.
Podcast.
That was 5.5 seconds. So you still wouldn't get
it. No, it wasn't. Sorry, that was 8 seconds, 95.
I was trying.
That was good for me. Anyway, guys, podcast's happening. Tonight was a very fun. Producer Max brought some golden content, and he wanted to stick around for it.
Yep, absolutely. And now one of our favourites. A rage from the chat field.
Rage, but not trademarked.
Not trademarked.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Rage.
That's the f***ing issue.
What? Rowan, I'm off it. And I started this rage yesterday. I've actually pushed down this rage today. And the thing is,
let it out.
No one DM'd me explaining why. I know why, but I'm saying it annoys me, okay? Here is the thing. When you have a brand such as Baker's Delight in Australia, which is known as Baker's Delight, when you take it overseas, why do you name it something else? And I know it's because of trademarking and copyright infringement. Get a better business lawyer. Get a lawyer who can sort it out for you. I'm sure the Baker's Delight in America is owned by some woman named Norma Jean in Mississippi who has not enough money to fight Baker's Delight.
Fight them. Yeah.
Take them on.
Fight them.
I'm sure Baker's... And you know what? I don't want you to take over Norma Jean, but also... Consistency is key. Continuity is key, and I'm so over it. TJ Maxx and TK Maxx. One of my favourite people online has joked about TJ Maxx, but I can't really be a part of it because in Australia it's called TK Maxx.
Mm.
Also, Hungry Jack's. And what's that one called?
Burger King.
Exactly. How come you didn't make it Burger King and then Burger Queen? Oh, because a woman can't have a burger?
Oh, no.
Is that what it is?
Oh,
is that what it is? How can you change these names entirely? Why are you changing these names from Baker's Delight to Cobbs? What does that even mean? Also, eat now. Menu log. Just eat. We love the service.
Great service.
But it's very confusing for Katy Perry to have to change her lyrics. For every ad, we love you, Menu Log.
Love ya.
I love you, but I think the best name is Menu Log. So, how about we make all of it Menu Log? It's a log of menus, okay?
It is.
I don't care. I actually don't care.
Do you not?
If it's because of trademark infringement. Sort it out. Get a grip. Think of a name that's similar. Think of a name. I mean, TJ Maxx, I'll give them that. Because they did it TK Maxx.
Yeah.
It makes sense, baby.
Yeah, it does,
baby. It makes sense. They've obviously tried their hardest to make sense, baby.
Yeah, it does.
It's making sense.
Yeah, babe.
Cobbs? And also, someone DM'd us.
Oh, really?
And I'm not angry at them. It's actually very useful information.
Oh, all right.
So thank you to this person.
Okay.
You were very polite in your DM.
Thank you, darling.
They said, I just heard you talking about Baker's Delight's Cobbs bakeries overseas. Initially, there was a copyright on the name Baker's Delight overseas, so they needed something different. Cobb started out with the idea of company-owned bakeries, as opposed to the franchise model here in Australia. It's very, very boring. But now it means celebration of bread, due to the awesome products they make and sell.
Celebration of bread!
Why don't you make it Baker's Joy?
Baker's Joy. Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
I'm sorry. Cobbs is not a good name. It's not a, also, oh, it means celebration of bread. It's so American. Actually, makes sense.
Yeah, Baker's Joy.
So American. I don't like that. Celebration of bread. What is this? Communion?
It's just a bakery. Communion?
Is this communion in my Catholic school? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, celebration of bread. That sounds like a festival we'd have at St. Rita's College in Brisbane.
Get a grip.
Yeah, honestly, and no one DM'd me saying it's actually because I know why. I'm saying it annoys me, and sometimes things that can be not change annoy me, okay? Let me let it out.
There you go. Do you have any more? You want to?
No, I do actually.
Okay,
I'm not,
yeah.
No, actually, no, you know what? I don't because
sure?
They don't deserve my time. Hungry Jacks. And they're all nummies. It's all nummies.
All nummies.
But whenever I go through a drive-thru, I think, what's your real name?
Do you think that?
I think, what's your real name? Is and then it starts debates online with Americans and Jacks. It's the correct name is, well, neither of them are correct because they're all vastly different, aren't they?
Well, they are.
It Cobbs. Actually changes.
Cobbs.
Cobbs, I know for sure, is the wrong name.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe, how do you think you are at taking compliments?
Honestly?
Mm.
Fantastic.
I think you are as well.
I am really good at it.
You're really good at it. I have times where I'm very good at it, but if there's someone who is, who I really, this is going to come out badly, but someone who I really respect compliments me, I turn into like a 13-year-old child.
Yeah, it definitely feels better getting a compliment. If it's like, you know what? If it was like five different compliments in a row, I'd be like, okay, now stop. It feels weird. But if it was like just a quick little, hey, this was great. I'd be like, thanks. Ain't no problem.
Thanks. Yeah, but what about if someone's like, hey, that was really good work you did today. Yeah,
I go, thank you.
And you really?
Yeah, I just go, yeah, that's
fine. So you like On Mars Singer, Osha would be like, or Chrissy, or whatever.
Yeah.
Really well done, Dalton. I go, oh, thank you.
Just go, you too. Nailed it.
Well, I have some tips here of how to take compliments, but apparently that isn't the way to go about it.
By the way, I just want to preface that by me saying, I don't want to sound cocky or too arrogant,
well,
but I've also had a lot of people say, that was awful about different radio things. So whenever I hear good radio things, I think, thanks.
Love it. And also, well, this is part of the issue, isn't it? Because Australia has such a strong, tall poppy syndrome culture.
Yeah.
That we all just want to go, I'm not cocky. Babe, embrace your jazz.
Yeah, totally.
If someone says your slime is looking very clear today.
Ooh, and shiny.
And shining, you go, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know what?
I've been working on it.
Yeah, I like it. Yes.
I've been working on
it. Yeah. So there's been some new tips that come out about how to accept a compliment. But first we must begin with, why do compliments make us cringe?
Why do they?
And apparently, like, growing up with a lot of, the lack of praise and positive affirmations means that we have no idea what's going on when someone says, you're really good at XYZ. So according to an expert, Karsha, I'm so sorry, I can't say, I was trying to avoid saying the name because I don't want to mess it up. I think
Szymanska.
It's so rude.
Szymanska.
Karsha, yeah. Szymanska. There
yeah.
we go.
Okay, yeah.
I'm so sorry if I mispronounced that.
Well done, though. Good call.
Apparently... sorry, that actually isn't according to Karsha. Sorry, everyone. That's actually according to Hilda.
Hilda?
Who's Hilda?
Oh, Hilda Burke. Sorry. Of course, Hilda
sorry,
Burke.
Sorry, Hilda.
Hilda.
I was about to accredit your words, Hilda, to Karsha. Can you imagine if I'd done that, Hilda?
Karsha who?
Exactly, Karsha. Sorry, Karsha. Got a Karsha on you. Oh, not good. Didn't work. It didn't work. See, that didn't deserve a compliment. But apparently your immediate reaction is like, this doesn't compute with who I am and how I see myself and my worldview. So therefore, right. I have to deflect it. Like, I have to get rid of it.
Oh.
And also, I think Australians just really bond over being, like, self-deprecating, which we do love and is very funny. But also, I think it's like the classic thing of, like, I know if your mum does this, but I think a lot of mums do this, where you go, oh, I love the top. And they go, oh, $10 came up. They try and be like, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, but, like, I do this as well. I go, oh, my God, it was so cheap.
Oh, and that's why you got it.
That's why I got it. Not because it was stylish. I went, oh, well, you know what? It's so cheap. Bargain.
Yeah, right.
But I actually was talking to Osha about this because he noticed that I was uncomfortable.
Does he have a compliment guy? He'd have a compliment guy, wouldn't he? He's got a guy
for everything. He's so great. So he told me that Marsha Hines said to him that he needs to take compliments because obviously Osha is great at what he does.
Yeah, really
and
good.
I've noticed it as well. Like a lot of people in this industry just go, thanks. Anyway, like it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Apparently she said that you have to take compliments because getting a compliment and not accepting it is the same as getting a birthday present and throwing it out the window.
Is that right, Marsha?
According to, and you know what? I'd listen to Marsha Hines.
I reckon if Marsha Hines looked you in your eyes and she said to do anything, you would have to do it.
100%. Well, I actually want us to try doing one compliment each because I have some tips. Tips are take a moment, say thank you, avoid compliment ping pong, which before you said to say you too, avoid that.
Oh, okay, right.
Because it's deflecting, it's deflecting. Reflect on it and give as well as receive. Right, I'll go first.
Okay, so you get a fair compliment?
Yep.
And then I have to take the compliment?
You have to take a moment.
Okay, reflect.
I'll give you the instructions.
Sorry, yeah, give me the instructions and then, yeah.
Rowan.
Yeah?
You're very good at quickly being jazzy on the Zeta.
Yeah, yeah.
And you also make very funny jokes on radio. Take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just say thank you.
Thank you.
Avoid compliment ping pong. Don't say anything. Reflect on it.
Yep.
Take a breath. And give as well as receive.
So now give a compliment.
Now give.
But you just said not to ping pong.
Well, it's not ping pong, is it? Because you've reflected on it and you've absorbed it into your being.
I've given it a sec.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Abby? I am inspired by how well you stand up for yourself. That if you don't like something, you go off. I'm not going to do it. And that, in this industry, is very hard.
Yes.
And you go, fuck, see you later.
200, yeah. Sorry.
Take a moment.
Thank you. No compliment ping pong. And now I'm going to sit here and reflect while we play a song. Which is so jazzy, you can just do it at any moment.
You know what?
I love you.
We have to go to ads, but...
Oh, ads, sorry.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play
Chattergories. We love it. We love it.
Ah, we love it.
Chattergories. I'm sorry. That's what happens. We play Chattergories. There are three categories. The first category is the category. It is my category.
Yes.
It's whatever I want. It could be what I had for breakfast this morning. If you don't like that, grow up and don't DM us with your category at Hot Nights with Abby.
Yeah.
But if you're like a contestant and you do want to play along and give us a category of a reasonable topic,
okay
as well.
Yeah.
So that's category number two. Category number three is a mysterious category.
Oh, is it from Miss Mysterious?
Miss Mysterious. I think she's actually one that writes them.
Miss Mysterious.
That's what happens. Best of three. Names is buzzers. Here we go. Amelie.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you going?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, babe. All right, Amelie.
Playing for a $200 voucher to the iconic, sweet, save 20% on winter essentials when you spend $50 at theiconic.com.au. T's and C's apply.
How are you going, Emily?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you, Abby?
Yeah, confident. How about you?
Yeah, very
good. Stop pretending you guys are friends. You are not friends. Another drone. Emily, the first question is Abby's category, which is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield Radio Show.
Have you heard it, Emily?
I have.
Good to know. Good
are you a fan?
I listen to the podcast.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Good girl.
It's a good girl.
It's a good girl. It's a good girl. Okay, here comes the question. Name one of the show producers.
Abby. Max.
Yeah, that's right. Hang on. Right. That'd be better if I had the fader on. There we go.
Not sorry, there. Emily.
That's all right.
You can't outdo the doula.
Also, sorry. It's a nice fun fact for everyone. Abby is the doer. Are you a doer as well, Emily?
Sometimes.
Well, she does.
Let's hope she does get a point on this next category.
Let's hope she does the do. All right, it is now your category, Emily, and that is High School Musical 2. So not one, not three. I think there's a third.
There is a third.
Well, you know. You are going with number two.
It's not good, is it?
You're not big on that.
High School Musical 1, but I don't believe in sequels that much.
Okay.
Like Grease 2 sucked.
Daddy Zuko.
Grease 1, favorite movie of all time.
All right. You do listen to Megamix when you run. Anyway, that's beside the point. I'm sorry, Emily. Here comes the question.
Okay.
What is the first and last name of the character Ashley Tisdale plays?
Emily.
Oh, Abby.
Sharpay Evans.
Locking it in?
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing.
That's correct. Sorry, Emily.
Emily. Sorry, babe.
Sorry, doll.
I'm too... You know what it is? I've now gotten used to Rowan's new cadence that he started to throw in.
Yeah. And Emily, I did try and switch it up, you know, for the contestants.
I'm sorry, Emily. It doesn't feel good winning, but it does.
Oh, that's nuts.
It does.
It does feel good.
It does. Sorry.
Sorry,
Emily.
I love
you, Emily.
Love you, doll.
Love you, Abby.
Okay, bye then. I said love you too, and she just said love you, Abby.
Yeah.
And you beat her. I was trying to help.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we have a connection with our listeners, and Emily sounded really lovely.
Yep, she did sound lovely. Great prizes if you do beat the chat field at Chattergrees. Send your expert chattergree in. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. That's where you get it. That's how you play.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
As we know, rent is increasing all around the country. Yeah. Cost of living is going up, 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 up. And it's pretty tough on everyone, basically everyone.
Yeah.
But you know what's a bit of salt in the wound?
What's that?
Receiving an email from your real estate agency that you're a tenant of, saying achievement in June, biggest rent increase.
Oh God,
$225 per week. Average rent increase $98 per week.
That's not a good thing.
Sorry. So a Reddit user, actually, we love Reddit, posted a screenshot of a newsletter they received that said what I just repeated to you all, and they said their rent just had gone up $400 a month, and then they got that email saying, oh, average rental increase.
Oh, God.
Biggest rental increase. And the thing is, rent increases over time.
Yep.
Usually rent increases in line with inflation. Lately, the rental increases are just out of control, not only in Australia, but I've seen a lot about New York becoming really, really nearly impossible.
And it was really hard before as well, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And it's now, I also think that I don't have any stats, but I've heard it's more, I think all like the places that were already really expensive are kind of staying the same because they've hit their limit.
Yeah.
Like where I live, I feel like it's just kind of staying the same. But other places, it's really going up. Like where my friends live, it's like, yeah, like $400 extra a month, which is nearly impossible.
It's nuts.
To increase by. So, and also they're not getting things taken care of. Got mold-filled apartments in particularly Northern Rivers and yes. Queensland from after all the floods and all the rain.
Yeah.
It's just out of control. I honestly can't believe they sent this around, and obviously it was just meant for landlords.
Yes.
And investors. But the fact that they're sending that around saying achievements in June, and I understand rent does increase over time, but usually, like I said, in line with inflation.
Yeah.
Maybe after a year of being there, it goes up $5 a week. That's what I've experienced.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, okay, you know, from $400 a week to $405 a week.
Makes sense, right?
Makes sense. After two years of being there, you know, that makes complete sense. But also there's always been room for negotiation. Like, oh, well, you know, if you fix our air conditioning, because often things just get left completely unattended to.
Yeah.
So this is absolutely cooked. And it just makes people hate real estate agents even more.
Yeah.
Somehow.
The amount of times I've gone to like inspections to maybe rent somewhere and they've turned up without the wrong key. Like at least four or five times. Just like they've got this big bundle of keys and they can't get the right one. They go, oh, I haven't got it. Like, okay, so I'll come back another time.
Well,
like,
the thing is paying so much money and getting so much money. I had my real estate agency one time. I was recording my podcast and they called me. No, a plumber called me
Right.
And was like, hey, your apartment's flooding. We have to get in there. And I was like, okay, like you have permission. And he was like, no, you have to come back. And I was like, no, like I don't, because I'm actually 45 minutes away. So if it's flooding, you have to get in as soon as you can.
You'd think so.
And then he was like, no, but downstairs really upset because their apartment's flooding as well because of your apartment. I was like, that's fine, but I'm 45 minutes away. Yeah. So I actually can't get back in. Why don't you go to the real estate agency that's down the road and get the key?
Yeah. Why couldn't do that?
Oh, they don't have one.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Isn't that a safety issue? Like, yeah, surely if my apartment was on fire and I was, what if I was overseas?
We'll come back.
And
better.
The flood, oh.
Better come back.
Oh, know what they do? They get a locksmith and charge me for it. That's what they would do.
Absolutely
would. That's what they would do. Absolute joke. Yep. So we wanted to ask you, because I think everyone has one of these stories.
Yeah, they do.
What cooked thing did your real estate agency do? 131060. Vent to us, baby.
Vent. Let us know. 131060. What cooked thing did your real estate do to you?
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Babes, there has been an awful email sent around by a property manager about basically bragging about increasing rent on average by $98 per week.
That sucks.
During a rental crisis.
Yeah, that's
where
sucks.
People are homeless. So that's not good. So we asked you, what cooked thing has your real estate agent done?
Matt. Yes. Matt.
Hey, guys. I had a unit at Sunnybank and it had a sunken garage and the laundry was in the garage and next door to that was the toilet. Mm. Anyway, long story short, flushed the toilet, went to walk out to the garage and there's an inch of water, poo, wee and everything all over the garage. Apparently the previous tenant had used sanitary napkins and flushed them, which clogged the toilet. And then all my gear in the garage got covered in
Poo, shite.
That's enough.
Oh, sorry, Matt.
Matt, yeah. That is such a shitty situation.
Did it take you long to clean it up? How long did it take to clean it up?
The plumbers took them a day, four guys a day to fix the problem and clean all my gear.
Did so the whole...
I'd only just moved in and all my gear was stored in the garage except for my bed, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Did the whole house smell of poo and wee for ages?
I pretty much taped the door closed and... Yeah, waited for them to get there to fix the problem.
Jesus. All right, Erin.
Good. Hello, Erin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, babe. What cooked thing did your real estate agent do?
So ours organised for the owners to come in and spruce up the apartment, take the flooring out. And the way they updated it was they just ripped all the carpet out and then painted the concrete floors.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all the divots in the concrete that you tripped on going to the kitchen.
Oh,
and
my
favourite part was the part that got ripped up. They left carpet in the bedrooms, but just left all the torn edges where it had been ripped up from every other room.
Was it because you'd complained about the carpet? Was the carpet disgusting? Or they just decided to randomly do this?
Yep, yes.
Isn't that bizarre?
This is bizarre.
Like my video producer, Oscar, on the podcast.
Love you, Oscar.
So Oscar was living in a place and they built a building right next to his room.
I remember.
And he was on a current affair. Everyone look it up. A current affair.
He was.
Oscar.
Yep.
Oscar Gordon Woods. And look it up. And then suddenly he had no light at all. And they were like, we can't do anything. Are you joking?
That's right. He had windows and then all of a sudden he just opened his curtain.
It was a brick wall.
It's so funny.
And you were like, current affair.
Forgot all about that, actually.
Oh, we love you, Oscar. Cherie, you are a property manager.
Yes, I am.
All right, Dals, defend your kind.
Go for it. Go for it, Cherie.
So, just so that everybody can get the full picture, I certainly understand that people have had different experiences, albeit bad, some be it good, but not all property managers are the same. So I don't think some people understand what we have to deal with. A lot of tenants believe that their problem is the most important problem.
Give me an example.
Could be anything. It could be a leaking tap. It could be a loose toilet seat that people are able to fix themselves, but think that it's necessary that we get somebody out there and spend $150 on something that they could quite easily fix themselves.
I don't know, Cherie. I kind of wouldn't want the hazard of a toilet seat not working. And
no,
I'm not going to fix it myself.
A toilet seat?
I don't know.
No.
You know what?
No,
if you sent me an instructional
video. I think some people need to realise that most property managers have 150 plus properties to manage every day. We're getting pulled from every which way. At the end of the day, we are just the meat in the sandwich because we cannot act on anything until we get authority from the owners. Not only that, but we have to follow owners' instructions. So we are copying it every which way.
What do you reckon about this email sent around, those bragging about rental increases?
No, I don't think that's appropriate in any way.
So bad.
Yeah, you know? And that's not something that myself or the company I work for would do. But like I said, I don't believe that you should paint every property manager with the same brush because they're not all alike, sure.
Can I ask you as well, with rental increases at the moment, I've heard people say that they aren't even being consulted about rental increases as the landlord. I've seen a few stories about this of property managers increasing rent. Is that a thing and is that legal?
Look, I'm not too sure, like I said, what other property managers do, and I can't speak for them. I know personally I run my rent increase or rent reviews past the owner. I also run them past the tenant as well. If there are any concerns around affordability, then I express those concerns to the landlord and try and open the lines of communication. Like I said, not every property manager is the same. We're not all nightmares. We're not all out there to get everybody. We have a really, really tough job. And we get paid pittance for it.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes property managers need to just get a little bit of a break.
Yeah. Also, final question. Is it legal to not have a key to the house in case it sets on fire?
Yeah. No, real estate should always have a set of keys for every property. Great, good,
and I was just about to regret it, but now I don't. Thanks, Sheree.
Thanks, Sheree. Love you.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So, I'll say this. So, at the start there, you heard our executive producer Max's golden pan flute to the melody of Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. You heard that then. And really, I got to give you your props, Max, because in that opener with Kai producing it up, it fit.
I'm sorry that it took you this long to see the vision.
No, we saw the vision. It wasn't great in it, but after Kai put it through his Pro Tools... What did we say? We said we're not getting the giggles.
Sorry.
Because when you get the giggles, I get the giggles, and then I can't do my skill.
No, you don't. Yeah.
So just so everyone knows, if you weren't listening, if you missed the first one, Max originally said to us, guys, I have this wicked party trick. I have something that is bulletproof.
And you know what he said as well? He said, and if we ever are low on content for the show, this will bring us back.
That's right. That's what he said.
I think I had a busy week doing something, and he was like, I've got a backup. And it was the best bit of radio we've done.
Yeah, it was. Abby was lying on the floor mid-break, crying, laughing. Couldn't speak.
I'm still coming.
Look, she's still going.
Year.
It's actually taking a lot for me not to hum along to this now.
Go.
Hang on.
I don't know. Go. He's so serious.
See what we're saying?
He's looking directly in Rowan's eyes doing it.
He looked right in my soul and gave me the pan flute.
Anyway. I got fluted. Okay, what's the new golden nugget?
Well, as you know, as we always know, whenever we're having a day, we're like, what are we going to talk about? We can always rely on me and my golden...
You always can.
Yeah.
My golden secret little book of content. I have little things that I can bring up.
Oh, it's secret, locked away.
Well, you can't see it. Otherwise, it would all be in one show.
Imagine if it was one of those diaries you put like a password in. Remember when you were little and there were diaries you had to say a password to open it? Is it one of those?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've got another trick.
Another golden nugget of content.
I think this one's better.
Okay. But you said you don't think we'll find it funny.
I don't think you'll find it funny because it's actually good.
Okay, that's what you said about the pan flute.
That's exactly what you said about the pan flute.
I've done it to people in the office.
Well, that's rude. Leave them alone. But what about your trick?
They were very impressed.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So,
do we need sound off?
Do I need sound off?
We will, because my skill is my James Blunt impersonation.
Oh, no.
Now, you mean singing?
Yes.
Oh, not talking.
This is
not going
to be good.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay, also, you've been going around the office seeing everyone your James Blunt impersonation.
Yes.
How do you say it? This isn't going to be funny.
This is going to be great.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
My life is brilliant.
Okay, we can't laugh.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man.
Would you like me to kick on?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I won't lose no sleep at night, cause I got a plan. You're beautiful. It's true.
Okay, Abby, this is really, really rude.
Go, sing with it.
It's a bit high for me.
You're beautiful.
I do it lower. I drop a few semitones.
Okay.
Sorry.
Harmonise.
Oh, you're actually crying.
In a crowded place.
Because I was imagining people.
Don't know what. Don't know.
So good. Even though I was imagining people. I was so proud of us being silent because I was imagining people finishing work, hopping into their cars and turning that on and thinking it was a James Blunt-like version. Thinking that it was someone doing a James Blunt. That is the funniest thing.
Abby's in tears. Hand around her eyes.
Max, you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
That was.
What about some?
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me.
Sorry.
It's James Bond.
It's. Goodbye, my lover.
No. Same. Do you know what? If I was on the Masked Singer.
Again, one more time.
It's true. He sings too high for me.
Pause. Do that.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
But so he says
you
friend.
Have been the one.
Well, he says friend. Okay, cool.
Goodbye, my friend. Goodbye, my lover. My friend.
Anybody's tuning in, we're not going to explain it. Listen to the podcast because that is some of the funniest.
Some of the best.
Shit, that's I've ever, of... that has made me, I have, I'm in tears. I am literally, that is almost, that actually, that was better than Pan Flute.
That was, I need.
Thank you, I know.
My God, Abby has snot. It is like, it is that funny. And well, then, can you do Harry Styles?
No, I can't, but 131060, who can you impersonate?
Who can you impersonate? 131060, call us now. Who can you do?
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm actually scared to speak because I was literally in tears before. So, as we all know, beautiful angel producer Max saves golden nuggets of content for us. A few months ago, he saved the Pan Flute for us.
Yep.
And
he did.
Today, he gave us something so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was.
He gave us James Blunt.
Yeah.
Do we have a little grab from that, or should we get him to do it again?
Well, he's here now. You can maybe just give.
Well, maybe give another go so we can all understand what was just a few lines.
Okay.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure.
Okay, just laughing. Sure. This is just
it's funny. They're beautiful.
Same thing.
You're beautiful.
Same thing. Honestly.
Okay. Maybe. Anyway, so we asked you all, well, first of all, the reason I was crying laughter because I was imagining someone getting into their car, turning on the radio, because you did basically the whole song, turning on the radio and hearing that and thinking it's a weird cover and then someone's done a remix. And this is kind of the bridge.
Hmm.
Kylie, you did just that, correct?
Oh, you guys are making me cry.
Kylie, what did you think that was?
I honestly, the all he needed to... Oh, sorry. Well, I thought he sounded like the creepy old man or Family Guy. You know, the guy with the little whistle at the end?
Oh, my God.
So did you think we'd gotten an AI bot to sing James Blunt?
It was just... Like, all he needs to do is that little thing at the end every time he sings. Just do that, because that would be just flat-out hilarious.
It's just beautiful, isn't it? I feel as though...
It's very good.
I feel as though Kylie's life has been made.
I think so too.
We did ask you though, 131060, who can you impersonate? You have an impression for us? What have you got? Hello, Kylie.
Hi. I love listening to you guys while I work.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed the golden nugget of your beautiful.
Kylie. Actually, you sing some for it. James, sing her. Tell her what you think about Kylie.
You're beautiful.
There you go.
You're beautiful.
Okay, Kaylee, what is your, who can you impersonate?
Some of my friends like me.
Actually,
can do, yeah.
Don't tell us who. Do the impersonation. Oh, yes. We'll guess.
Okay, good one.
My Wookie got bent.
Wow, go, wobble. Do it again,
Kaylee.
Miss Hoover, I ate my crayon.
Oh, naughty little thing from The Simpsons.
Somebody took my juice money.
Yes. What's his name?
Ralph Wiggum.
Okay, Kaylee, got it.
Well done, Kaylee. That was good. That was very good.
All right, Chantel.
Oh, my God. Hi, big fan, Abby, Rowan and Max.
Love you.
Thank you, love you.
Do your impersonation and we'll try and guess whomst it is.
Whomst.
All right.
Hey there.
Sorry.
That was good.
Do it again.
Hey there.
What?
Do you have any other like, do you have a sentence or something?
Hey there, you gotta go pick up Stella.
Do you know who that is?
Is that the nanny?
What? No.
Fran Drescher?
Was it Fran Drescher?
Oh, Peter, from Family Guy.
Peter, you're going to next play, and that's that.
Yes. Yes. Okay, that's quite good. I thought he was saying, hey there, and I was like, yep, we're here. We're here.
Yeah, no.
But Chantel, that was quite good once I got it. Also, I'm very deep in the nanny in my brain, so
very...
don't take it personally. But Max, thank you for sharing your gift with the world. Hopefully.
I am. Thank you. So
take us out, baby. Take us out. Let's go.
You're beautiful.
That's too high. I've told you.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for...
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice.
Sexy voice.
Oh, yeah. Naughty After 8:40.
Yeah, baby.
As you know, I'm a huge, big fan of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, you are, aren't you?
And there was a naughty little conversation on that show.
Mm-hmm.
In a preview for this week's episode.
Okay.
Erica Jayne, ex-wife of Tom Girardi, the person who was accused of multiple, I think it's misappropriating funds.
Right, okay.
Anyway, lots of drama in Erica Jayne. She recently was actually served with a naughty lawsuit worth $50 million.
That's a lot of money.
But Erica has gone from being one of the wealthiest housewives to now being... the poor thing, she can only afford one person in her glam squad. It's really hard, Ron.
Oh.
It's so hard.
Tragic.
She's got a new idea, though.
Oh, really?
She wants to be a dominatrix.
Wow.
She says, I'll have no more than 5 clients. I'm bossy. I'd like to administer a little bit of pain for pleasure. I also like latex costumes, and I know there are people that like that as well.
Yeah.
She's naughty.
She is naughty.
I mean, Erica Jayne is naughty because, you know, there is a speculation around the lawsuits, but also the dominatrix vibes. I mean, she looks hot. If you don't like Erica Jayne, you know, that's another conversation to be had, but you can't deny.
She's hot.
She looks so hot. She's 50.
What?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yes. And she looks...
You know how I feel about cougars.
Don't call her a cougar.
You know how I feel.
I know how you feel.
Strongly.
Yeah, all right. Well, your girlfriend Lucy.
She's a cougar.
But I've actually tried to do dominatrix stuff. Like not.
You'd be a good one.
No. I wouldn't. No, here's the issue.
Okay.
Here is the issue. I'm actually only ever a sub, like submissive. Because you know how most people, it's kind of the CEO trope where if you're a CEO, you really like in bed to be dominated because there are so many things in your life that you just need to make decisions on.
Oh, yeah.
And like you just want to have someone do things to you and be like, yeah, you're a little bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it. So, this person I was sleeping with, he was like, obviously, this would be funny if like, he's like, I want to train you to be a dom. And I was like, oh, okay, like we'll give it a go. And he was like, just like say whatever you think and we'll go from there.
Yep.
And I ended up using a phrase that I don't think you should use during sex.
Can you say it on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I called him a little piece of shit. And he was like, don't mention poo during sex. And I was like, that's a fair point. So after that, we never went back. And then I stopped seeing him. So I'm sorry to you. Wow. You know who you are. And I apologize for calling you a little piece of shit in an attempt to make you horny. It didn't work.
Turn it off.
Yeah, don't know. So I'm just kind of giving up. I have thought about it, but you know what? I don't want to. I have no desire to. I just want to be a sub. I just want to lay there and be a starfish sub and just have someone do things to me and they can make decisions for me. One time I had a guy that was sleeping with me and said things like, you didn't have to make any decisions. And I was like, that's so hot.
Wow.
I know. He's like, don't make any decisions. I'm making all the decisions for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
My God.
Wow, wait.
Make him, baby.
Make a baby.
Make them
that's
baby.
That's a big decision.
Little piece of shit. Little as well, like a little turd. Like it's... So don't ask me for any dominatrix tips. It's a whole skill. It's a whole skill.
You don't think you could learn?
No, I don't want to learn any more skills. I've learned like 50 skills in the last 3 years. I'm done.
You little piece of shit.
Yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield finished up for a Thursday. One more day to go.
One more day to go.
You know, we finished with a song.
We love it. And here we go, Rowan.
Here's the song.
So long, farewell. I'll be nursing a chair. Adieu to you.
So tomorrow we do all the usual suspects. We are doing First Date Friday, a special edition.
First Date Friday, can't wait.
Can't wait. At Hot Nights with Abby, if you go on a date as well, we might be able to pay you for a date. First being nosy. How good?
Let's do it.
See you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have